The Tampa City Council today received an update on dealing with complaints about loud music coming from automobiles in the city. Citizen Clay Daniels came before the council to advocate for the Tampa Police Department to begin sending out so-called soft letters to such noise violators, as is being done in other local communities.
Just tickets alone, it's got past that stage with them in an epidemic. It's like the crack cocaine epidemic. The music is so bad. If y'all drive down at the station, District 3, the new station, you will see they have no respect for law enforcement. They come down there playing their music loud. It's out of control.
Major Mark Hamlin is with the Tampa Police Department. He said the department is not in favor of adopting the soft letters approach to such noise violators.
I spoke to the Clearwater Police Department. I was directed there by Ms. Judy Ellis of Noise Free Florida. They said that they don't receive much activity on it, and it hasn't reduced any type of calls or complaints. They had no statistical data to show that it's useful in that manner. I talked to the Largo Police Department at her direction as well. They were more enthusiastic about the program. They get about 10 letters out per week. They're about a quarter the size of us. So if we were to do it, I would estimate we'd be at about 40 letters a week, 160 a month.
Hamlin said that in St. Petersburg, 35% of the complaints came from one citizen. So that police department has now instituted a policy where they don't send more than 5 letters to any motorist. But the major said that the TPD has increased their enforcement this year of such violators and said there had been a 61% increase in written citations.
From January to August of 2008, we wrote 836 citations for loud music from vehicles. And then from January to August in 2009, we've written 1,348.
Wow.
Those citations cost motorists $101 apiece. Council member Linda Salcena said she was glad that the Tampa Police Department was taking the issue so seriously.
The fact that you have increased the writing of these citations indicates that there was a problem, and hopefully you're addressing it this way. I, however, don't see this as an either or. I see it as a both and. I think the citation writing is excellent, but I also think that the soft letter writing could only help but reinforce the other thing that you're doing.
And Salcena said she didn't think that sending out approximately 120 letters per month, as was suggested by the mayor, might be the amount necessary, would be too onerous for the department.
So although I gather that you're not wildly enthusiastic about doing this, and I understand that council can't direct you because of the city charter to do something, I would like you to seriously consider the information that you've shared with us. The fact that there obviously is a problem, as identified by all the citations that have been written, and particularly as we gear up for our winter season with all the partying that means, that you would consider initiating, perhaps on a pilot basis, perhaps just in one of your areas, this program of soft letter writing.
But Councilman John Dingfelder said he didn't think the soft letter campaign would be successful.
I think the soft letter, it's just a sort of a voluntary approach. It's sort of a feel-good approach that I don't see really having much effect. I mean, I think mostly this is younger people. They know what they're doing. They know they've got loud systems and they got big boom boxes and they don't necessarily care.
But Salcena was still insistent about sending out the soft letters, to the point where she suggested her own staff could collect information from the police department to mail them out to violators.
Would the soft letter, which I know you're familiar with, have to come from the police department, or could it come from a council member's office?
But council chairman Thomas Scott warned Salcena she was encroaching on the duties of law enforcement.
You got to be very careful here. I mean, I understand the whole issue of the soft letter, and I do commend Mr. Daniels and Mr. Benjamin for what they are attempting to do here, but at the same time, you also have advised us and cautioned us of the legal ramification that's involved as well.